Chapter 12. Blood Brothers. After a moment, Little Bull came out again and walked to Omri.
"Do you like her?"
asked Omri in a quiet voice.
"Her eyes shine like stars," said Little Bull. "Her name is Twin Stars, and she's a good wife for an Indian chief."
"That's great," said Omri.
"Now put Boone in the longhouse,"
said Little Bull.
"Twin Stars will make medicine for him. She will help him. He will recover, and you can make us blood brothers. Then you can send us back to our people for the wedding."
Twin Stars' medicine worked, and after 2 days, Boone was well again. He was ready to be a blood brother with the Indian chief. Patrick came to Omri's house for the blood brothers' ceremony. Twin Stars cooked some meat on the fire, and Little Bull danced round it, singing to the spirits.
Hey, 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 yes. Hey, 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 yes.
The Indian and Boone cut their fingers with a knife, then put them together and mixed their blood.
"Now we can't be enemies,"
said Boone.
"We've got the same blood."
They sat by the fire and ate. Twin Stars sang softly.
"Omri, send us home now,"
said Little Bull.
"It's time."
Patrick put Boone and Dynamite in the cupboard. Omri put Twin Stars, Little Bull, and Swift Wind on a different shelf.
"Time to go home,"
he said.
"I'll miss you."
Little Bull cut Omri's finger with the knife. Then he put his finger on the wound.
"Now we're blood brothers too,"
said Little Bull.
"Goodbye, giant brother."
"Goodbye,"
said Omri sadly. He locked the cupboard, counted to 10, and opened it again. The three figures were plastic toys again, and he returned them all to his toy box. Omri took the key to his mother.
"Mum, please keep this key for me. I almost lost it,"
he said. Omri's mother took the key.
"Okay, it's safe with me," she said.
Back in his room, Omri asked Patrick,
"What will I put in the cupboard now?"
"I think you must leave it empty,"
said Patrick.
"Maybe we'll want to see them all again one day."